From the Edge of the Web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
All right, so welcome to the Site Strategic's Digital Marketing News Desk. This is the bonus news podcast and the video for Edge of the Web, episode number 351. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks, and joining me this week on the news is Lily Ray of Path Interactive. So let's take a look at our first article. Over at Search Engine Journal by a friend of the show, Susan Winograd, she writes, Google waives ad serving fees for news publishers. Google has actually announced their latest way to be able to help businesses during the COVID-19 crisis. And this time they're focusing on journalism for the next 5 months. Google Ads will waive the ad serving fees associated with their Google Ad Manager product, the platform most likely known and associated with Google's legacy AdSense advertising product, where publishers can earn money with their displaying of their ads. So these fees are going to be waived for the next 5 months, and applications need to be presented. It's just not going to be a full-on removal. You have to actually submit for the application, and you can actually, if you're a journalist, be able to submit that all the way through April 29th. Google is also providing $1 million in funds to both the International Center of Journalists and Columbia's Journalism DART Center for Journalism and Trauma. The former will actually help support reporters on a global basis, and the DART Center will actually continue to provide help to journalists who experience traumatic events during the crisis coverage. So, Lily, what do you think about these efforts that Google's actually made right now to be able to waive off some of the fees and be able to give a little bit of lift here regarding these platforms?
I mean, I think it's great. I did a webinar recently with Daniel from Google, from the Search Console team, and he was talking a lot about how like they've been pausing a lot of the initiatives that they had planned for 2020, like most people across most industries, and they've been really shifting their efforts towards trying to help businesses and provide information and obviously make a lot of changes to the search results and to, you know, their relationships with businesses that, businesses that advertise. So I think everything they're doing is really benevolent and awesome, and I'm happy to see how they've been responding.
Yeah, and we covered last week the fact that they're actually giving some Google ad credits that are going to be actually deployed over the corresponding months to small and medium-sized advertisers. What a fantastic way to be able to give back to the community, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Sweet. So we're going to be watching from afar there, and certainly bringing our digital marketer audience more information of how you can also benefit from this. But for journalists, there's at least a little bit of relief there. All right. Over at Search Engine Land by Morty Oberstein. Let's talk about this real quick. How COVID-19 may change the SERP forever. This was a really cool article that a friend of the show, Morty, actually from Rank Ranger, actually jumped in there. Basically, the new sticky side menu functionality at the left side of the page could solve some of the biggest problems Google's facing going forward, he says. What started out as a simple alert panel has evolved into the more prolific set of direct information on the Google SERP ever seen. Google's on the SERP coverage of COVID-19 isn't only an easy-to-access beast of good data, but it's also a peek at what could be coming to the SERP permanently. So we certainly recommend everybody jump into that article because there's so much information that Morty's sharing regarding that. But not to save everything for our podcast with Lily, but Lily, you've certainly been focusing on what's changing on the SERP right now. What's your take on that panel as well as some of what Morty's covering in the article?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting idea. I don't know if Google's given us any indication that this is permanent, but Morty does present a lot of interesting ideas about how that panel might be utilized in the future. I think people have over time requested this kind of feature from Google in many cases. Like, don't always try to assume that you know my intent when I search for something. Maybe I want the ability to toggle through different options within the search results and kind of narrow down into what I'm looking for.
Sure.
And that's a common feature of websites in general, to have that kind of sidebar where you can navigate through the results. So I do think it's interesting. And I'm curious to see how people engage with it and what Google does with it over time.
And we're certainly going to be covering a number of the different new panels that they're rolling out in our full-on interview with Lily. But I think it is interesting is that Morty's looking at this as the focused on a multifaceted SERP environment where you have a good deal more interactivity. We've already experienced that with the knowledge panels and the Google My Business platforms and the panels that are coming through, but we are now really interacting with Google in a whole nother level as if that SERP itself was a website unto itself. That's what's starting to kind of bubble up to the surface here, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when it comes to coronavirus content in general, Google doesn't want to show every publisher on the web for these types of queries, right? Mm-hmm. They have a small selection of publishers and websites that they want to pull the information from, especially as it relates to pulling it directly into the search results.
Right.
So I think by having these different types of features, they're almost like limiting the amount of content that can be displayed there, because they don't want every health publisher on the internet to be able to rank for these types of queries in order to prevent misinformation.
Very good. So there's not only new structure and navigation, but they're also making sure the best content bubbles up to the surface as well. So, we want to be able to see more useful transactional type of information in the SERP. I'm assuming here that's why these panels are there. So we certainly want to pay attention to those. There may be new ground, a new rank tracking to watch all these different panels come through. All right, for our last article from Barry Swartz, and we always want to lift up him whenever he's saying, and he's constantly giving back to the community in the SEO world. From SEO Roundtable, a Google search algorithm ranking update possibly around April 16th. So his take on this is last Thursday, around April 16th, there may have been a Google search engine ranking update. There's 100% chatter and some of the rank checking tools noticed blips and changes on that day. Google's not confirmed any updates. Update, but there may have been a small one. Now, we're certainly aware of one that happened about 3 weeks ago, and it truly was a huge change for the medical community, medical industry. There's a huge volatility spike. So Lily, you pay attention to the same monitors that we all do regularly. You made a comment right before we went on air. So share with us, where are we now in the world of changes in the Google SERP?
Yeah, so as far as looking at algorithm updates day to day, it's been really challenging because there's so many moving pieces right now that, like, to say, was there an algorithm update today? I think almost like every day there's been numerous algorithm updates.
Right.
Recently, John Mueller confirmed, like, there are people at Google that are currently looking at the algorithms as it relates to information related to coronavirus. And he didn't specifically say what they're doing, but there's definitely people actively making changes right now. I imagine, as I mentioned before, they're trying to mitigate misinformation and articles, you know, ranking that maybe shouldn't be.
Right.
And then also just there's drastic changes in search behavior, like we're going to talk about today, mm-hmm. that I think it's almost impossible to say whether something's algorithmic or whether it's just changes in search demand, which we're seeing a lot of. So if someone's, you know, if millions of users are suddenly demanding something new, which has happened many times over the past couple of weeks, that's going to be reflected in how sites are ranking.
Absolutely.
So it could just be some of that as well.
Absolutely. In our tools, and there's some great platforms and monitoring tools out there. Neither have we ever been in this space before, because so to try to hold volatility tracking tools in context of things that are changing daily, we have to give it a little bit of a pause there. We know things are changing, but it's going to be very, very hard to actually look at algorithm core updates whenever there's so much noise that's happening right now.
Exactly.
All right. So we certainly love the tools and we love the monitors, but at the same time, give it a little bit of context and latitude, because news is changing literally all the time right now. All right. So with that, those are the news items of the week. We certainly thank Ahrefs, speaking of a tool, for continuing to be a sponsor of Edge of the Web. Ahrefs makes competitive analysis very, very easy. Their tool shows you how competitors are getting their traffic and why. You can break down their content, their pages, their inbound links, and be able to start building your strategy to be able to outgun them. So if you're interested in all the data that they provide, and they have some great functionality and deep insights into the inbound factors, which is their core competency there. But their SEO audit is pretty sharp as well. So go over to ahrefs.com today. You'll get a free trial, and you can start swimming in great data just like we do over here at the shop. All right. So with that, we certainly want to make sure you check out the full interview with Lily Ray coming up here. And make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our video channel over at YouTube, the video channel. How about the YouTube channel? get updated so we can actually let you know whenever we go live that on our next show. And also make sure that you go over to edgeofthewebradio.com and submit to our listeners poll. That sounded very, very authoritative. No, don't submit. Please share with us your information because we want to know how we can best serve you in this show. All right. So from all of us over at Edge of the Web, thanks so much for listening and be sure not to be a piece of cyber driftwood. Talk to you next week.